Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Tito Fuentes. Batting third. The DH, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting seventh. The catcher, Milt May. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dave Rosma. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting second. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Lyman Bostock. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Glenn Adams. Batting sixth. The DH, Rich Shiles. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Dan Ford. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Bob Randall. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Pete Redfern. And now, play ball. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. LaFleur steals second. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes strikes out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. LaFleur moves to third. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp bunts towards third. Cubbage fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. LaFleur scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kemp moves to third. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a line drive into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rosma fields it and throws to first for the out. Smalley moves to second. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock takes first base on ball four. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May takes first base on ball 4. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Weiniger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Shiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiles takes first base on ball 4. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Shiles. The throw from May and he is out, Verizer applying the tag. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson juggles the ball. That's an error on Thompson. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a line drive into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cubbage moves to second. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Cubbage scores. Randall moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Tigers, 1, Twins, 1. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. Carew hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Twins 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0-for-1 in the game. Fuentes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Adams who is chasing the ball. Fuentes reaches third base with a triple. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fuentes scores. One out. It's 2-1, Tigers. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kemp hits a fly ball into left field. Adams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. Adams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Twins 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-1 in the game. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Redfern fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into left field. Adam settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Childs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Childs is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Childs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 1 in the game. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 1 in the game. Ford hits a line drive towards third. Rodriguez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Twins 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 1 in the game. Verizer strikes out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Redfern, and towards Cubbage, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Fuentes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rosma fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 2 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 2 in the game. Weiniger takes first base on ball 4. Carew moves to second. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Twins 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Tigers. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kemp is called out on strikes. One out. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thompson strikes out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0 for 2 in the game. Ogilvy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Adams. Ogilvy reaches second base with a double. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 2 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Adams for the out. One out. Rich Shiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiles is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Shiles hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 2 in the game. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Twins 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 2 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Bostock throws the ball into Smalley, who tags Rodriguez trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 2 in the game. Verizer hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Redfern. LaFleur moves to second. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. LaFleur scores. It's 4-1, Tigers. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Staub hits a fly ball into left field. Adams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 2 in the game. Ford is hit by the pitch. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Randall hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Randall reaches second base with a double. Ford goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2 Tigers. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Smalley hits a fly ball into right field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Randall moves to third. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first, with Rosma covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Twins 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kemp takes first base on ball 4. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Ogilvie hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thompson moves to second. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. May hits a line drive into left field. Adams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Johnson now pitching. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rodriguez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bostock takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-3 in the game. Adams hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Shiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiles is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Shiles hits a pop-up towards short. Verizer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-3 in the game. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first, with Rosma covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Twins 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-3 in the game. Verizer hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Fuentes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Staub hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fuentes moves to third. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kemp hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Ford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Smalley hits a fly ball into right field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.